بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا شعر عفا بلا والشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقف. هذا شعر حكيم محمد اقتصاد نور الله مرقده. The title is جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی.
جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. دوستوں درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی, حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی, خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی, پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی, پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی, پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے, کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی. فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے, کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی. مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے دل میں لرزتے درد پنہانی, دل میں لرزتے درد پنہانی. ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی. کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں, جس کو ملتا ہے جام عرفانی. کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں, جس کو ملتا ہے جام عرفانی. میر میرے دل شکستہ میں جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی, جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا, کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی. رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا, کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی. میں رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل بھی، دیکھ کر موجِ دل کی طغیانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے، کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے، کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق اللہ مولانا نامی. دس ویری بیوٹیفل پوم جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی. جام و مینا آر دا گلاسز اینڈ گوبلٹس دیٹ آر یوز نارملی بائی پیپل ہو ڈرنک وائن ان دا ٹیون، اینڈ مینی بزرگز ہیو گیون کمپیریزن آف دا خانقاہ ود دا ٹیون ود دا بار، بیکاز دیئر پیپل ڈرنک اینڈ گو لائک آؤٹ آف دس ورلڈ، اینڈ دے ڈرنک دا ڈرٹی فلتھی وائن and by which they become drunk, etc. But they are lost in this world and they feel it a great enjoyment. But here in the Khanqah, you drink the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala and of the ma'rifat, recognition of Allah. And this person also goes in a trance, but in a pure trance. He's in a different world also. He's not in this world, he's in a different world and he's living with great, great enjoyment. So Hazrat says that they, in the Khanqah, there is an abundance of the strings of the love and the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. So a person will come, and this is what a person must take from the barman, and he must drink of this and also enjoy that that ecstasy and being in a trance and being in out of this world and being in contact with Allah Ta'ala. And this should be here also. And then slowly it should permeate every department of our lives, especially our namaz, tilawah, zikr, then even our normal living, our food we enjoy, it's from Allah, our sleep we enjoy, our house we enjoy, our comforts, our wife, that we make shukr that what ni'mat of Allah you have given to us. So this is where a person will drink and it should come in his whole life. It isn't we just switch on here when we come and we switch off when we go out. Like many people, they come to the masjid, they take out the topi from the pocket, or they use the masjid topi, they put it on. They roll up their trousers, they take a jubba and put it on, they got short sleeves, etc. And after that finish, when they're going out, topi is off again. Trousers are rolled down again. Jubba is off again. Our deen is not departmentalized, all different departments. But it should be, we take it from here, and it should come completely in our lives, wherever we are. So we should drink of that wine of the love of Allah and the marifat of Allah, and then let it carry on in our whole lives. Jis pe hota hai fazl-e rahmani, on whom Allah Ta'ala's fazl, fazl, that special favors, free of charge favors. Not because you are worthy, not because you did something, but Allah just showers His favors upon you. Tark karta hai kari shaitani. The sign and effect of it is, this person gives up the work of shaitan. Many people feel that, they say also, that Allah has caught my hand. In other words, lot barakat in the business. I'm coining it, I'm making lot of money. And they feel that is Allah's fazl upon them. That dunya's things, and in fact with sinning, all this, that Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Ji said, that if Allah's ni'mats are coming with the obedience of Allah, then that is a ni'mat. And if the outward ni'mats are coming with the disobedience of Allah, then it's not a ni'mat, it's a nikmat. It's a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala puts the person to severe test then. And the most hard of tests. For example, if the mouse in the house is troubling a lot, eating everything, biting in the tomatoes, the potatoes, now even bit the orni, the scarf of the housewife, the house lady, now she couldn't take it anymore. He's going too far now. So now she wants to punish him. How does she punish him? She makes for fresh hot ghee roti. Or she buys a fresh cheese and she puts it on a trap and right by the hole from where he comes on. So he thinks these people are very happy with me. They are giving me so nice hot ghee roti. Or they are giving me the fresh cheese and right at my doorstep they are delivering it and putting it. When he starts biting it and the trap comes one shot down on it and kills him forever. Like that, when a disobedience of Allah, and Allah is giving us ghee roti, Allah is giving us fresh cheese, and we are in the disobedience of Allah, don't think it's a ni'mat, it's a nikmat, it's a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. And one is, that same housewife, she is very happy with the parrot, how he sings. And he has pleased the housewife, she gives him also ghee roti, and she gives him also cheese, but she gives it to him, and she's happy, no trap she puts for him. She gives him nice ghee roti. So with the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, if Allah is giving you ghee roti, ni'mats of this dunya, then it's Allah is happy with you, He's giving. But if in the disobedience of Allah, a person must fear that Allah's threat that is on him. Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When the people forgot and did not pay attention and were indifferent of what they were over and over reminded of. Various signs of Allah, ulama making bayan, jamaat coming to our doorsteps, after every namaz there's a jamaat in the masjid, they're making elan, but we just pay no attention. We just carrying on with our life. When people carry on like this and indifferent to Allah, breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. One punishment of Allah, we open the doors of everything upon them. That at one time they did not even have a bicycle in the house, now almost everyone in the house got his own car also. Now everyone has got not one phone, two, three phones also. All, now the doors Allah Ta'ala open, when they were, this is as a punishment from Allah. When they were indifferent to Allah, did not obey Allah Ta'ala, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. Until now they become proud and they become arrogant of what we have got, and they think we are we, what we have got. See how we are, see how rich we are, see our credit cards, we just swipe them where we want to. We just take out our checkbooks and write whatever check we want to. And we are just living it up like this. And when they become so happy, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً, then we catch them suddenly. And we wonder what hit us from one side. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Now they are in a state of bewilderment. We don't know, they don't know what hit them. So therefore, the fazl of Allah is not material things and in the disobedience of Allah. The fazl of Allah is that when you see you are giving up gunas, that is the fazl of Allah. Then realize that now Allah's fazl is upon me. The guna of the eyes you are beginning to give up. The gunas of negligence in namaz, etc. The bad relationship with the wife. Now you are starting to show her kindness. You are starting to show her love. You are not having that that Hitler attitude with your wife and just bossing her and that. Then realize Allah's fazl is upon you. Otherwise, don't think that this material things, that is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Dosto dard dil ki daulat ko, and who gets this love of Allah in the heart? Where do you get this love of Allah? Dil mein paate hai sirf Rabbani. Those only find it in their heart who are Rabbani. Rabbani, those who are connected with Allah. They are in Allah's thoughts. They made lot of effort. Not in a day or two, not a year or two. They were regular with their zikr. They were giving up sin. They were regular with their ma'amulat. Now Allah gives that nisbah. Just like the electrician, you're putting up a building, you give subcontract of the electrical work to a electrician. He comes, he charges you, he says 100,000, my quotation. And then if he wants 40% down, he hasn't started work, you pay him 40,000 already. Then he comes and he chisels and spoils your building. He chops open the place where he's going to put his piping. Then he asks you for another 20,000. No lights you got. And he's damaging your building, but you have to pay up. Now he puts the piping and he charges you another 10,000-15,000. Now he puts the wiring, he charges you another 10,000-15,000. But you got no lights, you're just paying all the time. Now fire, he puts all the fans, etc., the stove, the fridge, he fits it all in. But still nothing is working. Now he's taken about 80,000 from you already. But when the inspector comes and he checks up, yes, everything is right. Wiring is done properly. One shot he puts the main switch on, and suddenly everything works. So like that, when a person does his ma'amulat, his zikr, he carries on, he won't see any benefit. And many people give up. Some come right to the shore and they give up. Now when you reach and you have done everything, Allah says, no, now my banda, everything is in order. Allah just puts that one switch on, and you yourself will see the light in your heart. The peace of mind, contentment, that connection with Allah, you will feel it yourself. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Madzub, Rahmatullah Alayh, ask Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali that when a person gets this nisbat, when Allah puts that switch on, does he know about it or does he has to ask his Shaykh that I got nisbat now? Maulana Thanwi was Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, he said, Khaja Sahib, when you became baligh, matured, did you have to ask your brother, am I matured now? Did you have to ask my mother, am I matured now? You are matured, you know, your thinking changes now. Your friends change now. Everything of yours change. Like that when nisbat comes, everything of yours will change. Now your connection will be more enjoyment with masjid, with namaz, with tilawat. Now mixing with friends, etc. And going to shows and going out and going partying and looking forward to getting invited for brides and all this. Yeah, merry making. These things don't attract you anymore. Now you get more enjoyment. You sit alone at home and you are reading, making tilawat. You are making zikr. You enjoy this more. That is now when Allah's fazl has come and you have become Rabbani now. Hamile darde ahle nisbat ko. And these people who have acquired this connection now with Allah Ta'ala, automatically khalq kehti hai dil se yazdan. The people from the heart say, there is buzur, there is Allah wada. Great Hazrat has come, great buzur. The creation, those who haven't got connection, they see this person got connection. Zubani khalq ko naqara khuda samjho. And the tongue of the people, understand that is the drum beat of Allah Ta'ala. That is Allah Wala, so Allah put it on the tongues of the people. That is a big Allah Wala. He's a big Maulana. He's a big Buzurg. Allah puts it in the hearts of the people. Shaykh-e-Kamil se jo hai mustavni, those people who stay independent, who stay indifferent from a Shaykh-e-Kamil, they don't make connection. Not at all, even outwardly, they don't even come, or they come, but just bodily, not in their heart, what they had, they got no connection with the share. They are just coming to be present, etc. Those who don't have that connection, paayega kaise zille rahmani? How will they find the shadow of Allah Ta'ala who is Rahman? How will Allah's mercy descend upon them? Allah has made this system and this method that to get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, you have to be connected with those who are connected with Allah. Allah's system has been like that. So they, that is how you will get it. So let your heart make connection sincerely with Allah Wala and see that Allah will bless you and you will also become Rabbani. And also remember in this path one very important thing. Fisq karta hai dur manzil se. Sin makes a person distant, makes him far from his destination. You are going, you are traveling, but you are not reaching your destination. You are going further and further away. Your GPS is taking you wrong. Instead of taking you on the right where your destination was, it takes you on the left. And you are moving and moving and moving. And you are going further away. And if you got a good GPS, you will say make a roundabout, turn around. But you are not paying attention. You are just carrying on all the time. You are going further and further. So if we are committing sin, then we are going further away from Allah Ta'ala. And sin, like that, we are five times namazi, or with our dressing we appear big buzurgs. We got amama also over that, we got a scarf also, and we got tasbih in the hand also, we got a big jubba also, we got a walking stick also, we got everything. And we think that we are buzurg, everyone is shaking hands also, we look in the mirror, oh, there is a big buzurg. We are convinced we are big buzurgs, or our titles make us big buzurgs. But consider what is in your inside. According to that, you are buzurg. And the best inside information you can get from your wife. And see whether she regards you as a buzurg or she tells you openly you are a big fraud and you are just deceiving the people. So understand the reality. Don't be fooled with outside that we have to wear kurta, beard, sunnat, and topi, everything. But don't get fooled with that. Bring the reality of it and keep large of this beard, of this topi. Respect this topi and beard. You got this topi and beard, but what are you thinking about? What are you watching on your phone? Remember, I got a topi on my head. I got a sunnah beard. Me watching this filth and dirt, realize, don't fool yourself. Come to reality. So, guna takes a person further away from Allah Ta'ala. Peer tera ho. Garje la tani. Even if you got such a sheikh and such a peer, that there is no second to him. There is no match to him in the world. He is the peer. But if you are committing guna, your bayat and your connection is not going to help you also. Your sins will take you away further. So don't be deceived that I'm a bayat with so and so. And my peer is so great, etc. I became bayat to such a great sheikh, etc. And all the favors of the Shaykh also upon you. But if you are committing sin, don't fool yourself. The sin will deprive you of everything and you won't reach your destination. Faiz Murshid ki ye karamat hai. On the other hand, a person who has proper connection with the Shaykh, not only physically, but the heart also, whom Allah has blessed with the i'tiqad and the muhabbat of the Shaykh. From the heart he realizes, my Shaykh is a great person. My Shaykh is a great wali. And he has got great love in his heart also for his Shaykh. The result of that will be, koi Rumi hai, koi Khaqani. Somebody will become like Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah. Somebody will become like Hazrat Khaja Khaqani rahmatullah. Great, great buzur. In other words, that will lead you. And you are ordinary person. You're not even a Maulana. You're not a Hafiz. You're not the son of a Maulana. Nothing. But by this proper connection, Allah will make you a great buzurg. Mast rakhti hai saare alam se. And when that is the condition of a person, he's independent of the whole world. Nothing of this world attracts him. Somebody is telling you, heard of that show. It's on WhatsApp. Everyone is talking. But you don't know anything. It doesn't appeal to you. You know which international cricket team and the whole fixtures are all there. You don't know anything about it. It doesn't appeal to you at all. All the business, what opportunities. You know now you can invest in this year. There's an opportunity. and you can make money. You can go to Dubai, you can go to Saudi, job offers there are, but nothing appeals to you. Mast rakhti hai sare alam se, you are totally independent of the whole world. Dil mein lazzate darde pinhani. When you got in your heart the enjoyment of the pain of the love of Allah, when that comes, that is the greatest. What are all the job opportunities in the world? What are all the investment opportunities in the world? All that is by created by Allah. And Allah Himself in a hadith Qudsi, that this is not worth the wing of a mosquito. And mosquito hasn't got one wing, six wings. And it's not worth one wing of a mosquito. And nobody loves mosquitoes and breeds mosquitoes and got a little cage or something where he keeps mosquitoes, that he loves them, or in your machardani, in your net, mosquito net, you don't bring in 5-10 mosquitoes, that you love them. Everyone kills the mosquitoes. And that mosquito which you kill, not the whole mosquito, one wing of it hasn't got the value of the whole world and what it's got. So if you got connection with Allah, where will you be impressed with the one mosquito wing? No, and not one, less than a mosquito wing. What will a mule, where will the commentaries and all the dunya's things amuse you? But that is if you got that haqiqat. And if you haven't got it, you will think we are in the top of the world. And these poor people who are going khanqa, these poor people who are making zikr, they losing out. They don't know what is the enjoyment of life. But you will in your heart, if you got the creator of the enjoyment of the world, and you got the controller of the enjoyment of the world, if you got him in your heart, then all this dunya's enjoyments will mean nothing to you. May Allah bless us with these realities and these great messages which Hazrat has presented to us. Ye bhi hai na? Acha. Kya halawat hai uske jeene mein? What enjoyment is there in that person's living? Wo jisko milta hai jaam e irfani, who drinks of the drink of the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, what enjoyment. When you have understood Allah, Allah is so perfect, Allah is so beautiful, Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful, Allah is so tolerant and clements, the clemency of Allah Ta'ala, where the person who drinks of that is out of this world all the time. Mir, mere dil shakasta mein, O Mir, in my broken heart. And why did the heart break? Not because you had an illicit love affair and that woman jilted you and she left you alone. She dumped you. Not because of that. Not because of your some business transaction deal going sour and the person did you down with millions. Not because of that. But because you had the desire of sinning but you did not sin. And your heart broke in that you did not sin. In that broken heart which is broken for that, jamo meena ki hai farawani, the glasses and goblets of the love and marifat of Allah are pouring into that heart. The person gets much more closer to Allah, not through tahajjud, not through hajj and umrah, not through tilawat and zikr, but when the desire of guna comes and he does not commit the guna, then tsunami of Allah's love and marifat fills that heart up. And the fact, like the mountain, like the heart when it is broken. So when now Allah's fazl comes, it goes right into the crevices of the heart. If the heart is not broken, tilawat you're making zikr, it comes on top of the heart. But when you break your heart because you don't fulfill your desire, whatever desire, you want to go onto the pond sides, you want to listen to cricket scores, soccer scores, anything else, but you don't, you break your heart, and now your heart is broken, Allah's fazl comes, it goes into the crevices of the heart. That person knows what enjoyment is then. Rang dekho, dekho to bazme arif ka. And if you want to see what is the color of the love of Allah, then look at the gathering of the lover of Allah. Look at the majlis of the lover of Allah. Kaisi masti hai, kaisi jawlani hai. How they are must, they are lost. How they, what jawlani they have got. How they are swaying from side to side. How they are enjoying. They are connected with Allah Ta'ala. It is out of this world that condition there. That is where there is such a sheikh who has been blessed with such a majlis. Then you see how the people are lost in the love of Allah. They are gone in a trance and they are connected with Allah Ta'ala. Rush karti hai ahle sahil sab. The people who are on shores, that is who are in the comfort zone, who have got everything nice. They are making ibadah, they are making tahajjud also. But they also envy such a gathering. Dekh ke mauj ki dil ki tughyani. When they see the waves of the storms of the heart of those people, that how those people are enjoying, they are out of this world. Oh, what Makkah is, what Medina is. When we went, we only got dust there. And when we coming back, we're talking too much dust there. Hey, where these people found all this enjoyment of Allah? They didn't experience any dust there, or too much whole, everywhere construction work. They didn't even see any construction work. Hey, there is a world of difference between the people. So the people who are in the comfort zones, sitting in the hotels, too much dust in the haram. So they're just sitting in the hotels and they're going down to the dining hall and the breakfast hall and they are bed-tighting and talking of dunya. Where are they going to find this? And they get surprised that these people, where are they getting all this enjoyment? From where are they getting this in zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in the talks of Allah, where are they getting this enjoyment? And not only enjoyment, the sea of the heart, the waves are in a tsunami. The waves, it's a wild sea, that enjoyment, how the water is splashing in their heart. What their condition? Rin paata hai khanqahon se. And a person who is a pious person, he is lot of ibadat, but when he goes to the khanqa, apne iman mein kaif hai ihsani. Now he finds in his iman that connection with Allah Ta'ala. It's not only his ibadat that he's making, but now he's getting connection with Allah Ta'ala. Jab mila dard khoon hasrat se, when a person has found from the pain of the blood of his sorrows, that is, he did not put, he's a human being, no matter what a great buzurg, desire of haram still comes to him also. But he doesn't commit the guna. He stays far away from it. He puts on not only his brakes, the leg brakes, he puts the hand brakes also on. He puts the kind gear also. He does everything. He stays far away from sin. From this year, what that person gets, this khune hasrat, this blood of the sorrow of not fulfilling his haram desires, kya kahu uska dhaqe imani. What can I say? What is the enjoyment of his taste of iman, of his touch of iman? What iman he has got? The other person also got iman, but no namaz, roza also in his life, but he's got iman. One person got roza, iman, all the farais also. One person got nawafil also, but that person who stays away from sin, what his condition of iman, what his take and taste of iman is completely different. And Allah gives us opinion or opportunity, and as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, today Allah is giving out certificates and certificates of Jannat everywhere. The occasion of the sin, today is not even you have to go out. While sitting here in the majlis, you can take out your phone. And you can start going on to all these filthy sites here also. So staying away, the desire comes. I've got it on my phone also. I've downloaded it also. I can just sit and watch it also. But no, I'm not going, even if I'm alone. I won't excuse I'm going toilet and you go and watch there all the filth and dirt. No, I won't do it. Allah's rahmat comes down upon you in torrents. We are working and there are women there and how they are dressed. And what their style and what their way is, how they talk, your customers, etc. The reps, many companies send women as reps because they know they bring in more money because the way they talk and the way they discuss. So all that, you stay away from that. Then Allah Ta'ala's, kya kaho, uska dhaqe imani. What to say of the taste of that people's iman. Sohbat ahle dil ki barakat se. And this comes from the barakat of the company of Ahle Din, the Sohbat, the company of those people who got a heart and whose heart is connected with Allah Ta'ala. If you find a Shaykh like that, regard it as a great blessing. It can be a Shaykh who might put you onto a lot of ibadah. It can be a shaykh who puts you, who even keeps you away from guna. But if it is a shaykh whose heart is connected with Allah, your heart is going to get connected also. Dil mein akhtar hai kaise taabani. And a result of this, Hazrat says, what taabani, freshness in that person's heart. He is old also, but his heart is still young. Not what we think is he's young at heart, but he's involved in all guna and that he's an old man. Old marni kolpni. Not that he's an old man, but his heart is connected with Allah. And the freshness of the connection of Allah, all the time it is in him, that Allah Ta'ala is that great being. That Allah Ta'ala, kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every split second Allah is in a different splendor. And who are connected with him, they also are all the time in a different splendor. May Allah bless us with these realities. And may Allah raise the stages of our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, whom Allah has blessed with what qualities of this imani, ihsani, kayfiyat. And how Hazrat made effort to pass it on. Travel the world to pass this on to every individual. Now it is up to us to take on to it and build on it, inshallah. In this kitab of where people wrote questions in order to make the islah. Further, Bangladesh ke ek talibin ne likha ki Hindustan mein jaakar taaleem hasil karne ka irada hai. A student from Bangladesh wrote that I want to go to India and go and study in India deen. لیکن حالت یہ کہ دل میں ہر وقت گناہوں کے تقاضے اور حسینوں کی طرف کشش رہتی ہے. But my condition is this, that all the time desires of guna are filled in my heart. And I'm attracted to women all the time. Looking at women, etc. That is my condition. اگر ان سے قریب ہوتا ہوں تو دل بے چین ہوتا ہے. And wherever I'm close to women, then even more my heart becomes restless. And now more I feel and I'm just in a different state. دور رہتا ہوں تو چین سے رہتا ہوں. But if I stay far from the woman, then I feel a bit comfortable. But when I'm near them, going to the shops without reason, just in order to be near woman there, walking in the bazaars and the shopping places, just to be near woman, etc. Or some people go to the railway station, go to the bus stand, where a lot of women are going to catch the train, going to go on buses, and just looking at that. So when I'm in such condition, then my heart is restless. But when I stay away far, my heart is at peace. Phir kabhi maghloob ho jata hu. And sometimes I'm overpowered. He is conscious, like many brothers who write also. They feel guilty also. But yet sometimes they get overpowered by their nafs also. And they fall into sin. Hazrat replied, Jawab, Hindustan agar jaye, to mazahir ul-ulum mein parhe. If you go to India, then go to the Saharanpur Madrasa, Madrasa Mazahir ul-Ulum. There is more piety, more to connection with Allah Ta'ala, etc. Jahan raho, taqwa se raho. And wherever you are, stay with taqwa. That is the important thing. To build chain se rahega, your heart will be at ease and peace. Many students also come, they make mashura, lot of desire for committing sin. We want to get married. So I explained to them, that married men, perhaps not many, perhaps all, they are also in sin. They are also getting involved in sin, though they are married. They are marrying two wives to save them from sin, still they are in sin. The thing is to acquire taqwa. Taqwa, even without marriage, you'll stay away from sin. And if the desire of sin becomes even more greater, then more than taqwa, the thing that will kill that desire, the water that will put out the flames of that lust which burns in the heart is the love of Allah. The love of Allah is such a thing, it will put out those flames. To taqwa se raho, to dil chain se rahega. Varna, khab mein bhi chain nahi pa sakte. Otherwise, even in your dream, you won't even know what is peace of mind. What is contentment? A person who commits sin, he cannot even dream of what is peace of mind. He thinks in material things that I've got peace of mind. He goes for a holiday, he borrowed money from the bank, and he went for a holiday. And he was boasting and arrogant. See what a holiday, we were traveling in first class, and we went to 5-star hotels, and everywhere VIP treatment, but now all that was with the bank money. Now when he comes back, how much he's going to suffer. Now he can't pay up, they'll come and take away his car. They'll take away his house, whatever. He thinks that I enjoyed. So enjoyment is not in this outward things. Enjoyment is in the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. When a person stays in the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Today our lifestyle has become that we buy things that we don't need. We just extra. One girl, young girl, it must be, she wrote in the holidays now, she's becoming an alima, it appears, that she took on a holiday job. And now all problems with the job. So I wrote, why? You took a holiday job. In the holiday, you are doing hips, pay more attention to your hips. She said, to get money to buy things I don't need. That is why she's jobbing. To buy things that we, and most people who go to Makkah and Medina Sharif also, and whose object is to go shopping. They buy things what they don't need. This appeals to you, that appeals to you, and you're just buying it. And when you come back, you don't even get the time to open those things. You pack them away, after 2 years you realize, oh, this also we bought, but you don't even need it. We're just buying things that we don't need, and with money that we don't have. We borrow the money from the banks, that is the worst place to borrow money from. One interest, you with money that you don't have. And why you do all this? To impress people that you don't like. People who you don't like, you want to show them. One long time ago, one poor old man, with the 4 or 5 women of the family he went, they bought goods, and the goods virtually, the suitcases were from the ground till the ceiling. And now he is the mahram. He has to run around with them and all that. And all that is to impress people. And who? To those that you don't like, you want to show them a point. See, we can also do this. We live it up. And the hotels also, all your interest is in Makkah Sharif, which hotel you stay. The bigger the name of the hotel, you feel that is, I'm more bigger. Okay, so these things here, a person shouldn't fall for these things. So Hazrat say, that stay away from disobedience of Allah and you will stay in chain. Ishq-e buta mein asad karte ho fikr-e rahat. In these idols of this world, painted dollies, filthy street woman, in there you think you're going to get enjoyment? You're thinking in sin you will get enjoyment? Dozakh mein dhoondte ho jannat ki khwabgah. Are you looking for enjoyment in jannat? Hey, how in jahannam? How can you find enjoyment in jahannam? Jahannam is a blazing fire, a cauldron of snakes and scorpions, and this hitting and the smashing of the malaika. Where in, so that is all guna. All guna is jahannam. In guna you are thinking you're finding enjoyment, and that person who looks at woman and enjoys, that person is not a mad person, is not an idiot, is not a stupid, is a person without iman. That with the, that if you got iman, you can't get enjoyment in haram. And that is why it comes when a person commits zina, adultery, iman is lifted out of his body. That is why he's enjoying in that zina. If iman was in his body at that time, he can never enjoy in that. His iman will not allow him to enjoy that. So when we look at the spawn, and we, that is all zina also. Zina of the eyes. When we're talking with other women, zina of the ma, of the tongue. And in that case, iman gets lifted up to what, to that degree. And then you get that enjoyment when you are without iman. With iman, you can't get enjoyment in sin. It will never allow you to get enjoyment in sin. Bukhari Sharif ki riwayat ke dozakh ka pet na bharega, hal min mazid kahegi. In the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, the stomach of Jahannam doesn't get full. In other words, no matter how many people come, it won't say, nah, I'm full. It will always say, hal min mazid, are there more to come? More to come. Hatta yada'a qadamahu fayaqulu qat. Until Allah will put his leg, and the meaning Allah knows best, onto Jahannam, then Jahannam, bas, now it will be enough. Now I've got enough. Otherwise, Jahannam will say, any more to come? More to come? Dozakh par Allah Ta'ala apna qadam rakhenge, yani apni khas tajalli nazil karenge, phir uska pet bharega. Isi tarah guna ki aag se nafs chalta rahega. In the same way, like Jahannam, the stomach of the nafs burns all the time for more guna. Almin mazid. You won't be satisfied you saw 10 women. You want to see 20. You won't be satisfied you want to see 200. One film is not enough. Now you want to see another film. Now you want to see another film. Cricket score is not enough. Now I want to watch the commentary. All this will just increase all the time in a person. Halmi mazid, halmi mazid. لیکن اس کا پیٹ نہ بھرے گا جب تک کہ نور تقوی اور تعلق میں اللہ خاص نہ عطا ہوگا. But this desire for guna will not be satiated until the person gets the nur of taqwa and he gets a special connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then you will see what you thought I could never give up. Now it becomes hated in your eyes. All this porn, all this commentary, all this layani, fuzul, automatically just goes out of your life. تجربہ تو کر چکے ہو. You have experienced this, that you think, many people they say, what nafs tells them, just this last time commit this guna, then finish. Take this drugs this last time, take this last glass of alcohol, after that no more. No, it increases all the time. You just put a break there one time, don't break it, don't slowly, just finish it up. تو لا تقربو کے علاوہ کوئی علاج نہیں. The only solution is, don't go near all these things. Break it down completely. And don't fool yourself that cigarettes, I can't. Ramzan, how you stay? Summer roza, 16 hours. And then you stay away from cigarettes. Why now suddenly iftari time you go mad for your cigarette? And you, how many people? Ramzan, they stay away from all guna. But when it's iftari time, now they want to start committing the guna. When you proved yourself, Allah proved it to you, 16 hours, 2/3 of the day, you could stay away for it, 1/3, why can't you stay away? So all the guna also you can stay away. Har taqrabu taf'alu tak pahunchata hai. Everything when you go close to it, you fall into it. The Western system is that light the fire, but do not burn. Like for example, small children in school, let them mix also. Let them examine one another's bodies also. But don't do anything wrong. You must know your limits. Your young daughter, she's allowed to go out. Parties, everything. But remember your limits. In Islam, it's just from the root. Don't light the fire. Now you don't have no possibility of burning also. You're not allowing her out. She's kept safely in the house. She's safe. But when you allow her out, your son, you are allowing him out, he's going to get involved. Naturally, he's going to get involved. So in Islam, the system is, don't light the fire, then you can't burn also. But they say, light the fire, go also near the fire, but don't burn. When a person who is a man, and he goes near a woman, and nothing happens to him, that person is not a man. If you put butter in front of fire, and the butter doesn't melt, then it's not butter, it's something else. So a man, when he gets near to woman, he has to melt. A woman, when she comes near to man, she has to melt. It's a natural thing. So Islam said, لا تقربو. If you become تقربو, you will become تفعلو. As long as you are لا تقربو, you are لا تفعلو. And when you become تقربو, you become تفعلو. You will get involved in that. بس تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها. Those are the limits of Allah. Allah said, don't even go near the limits. It says 80 sign limit, don't go near 80 also. Keep to 70. Keep to 75. You go 80, and usually they are trapping where there is a decline. Downwards. Your car is 80, you kept it. Another 10 it will give you from each side. And you will go down. And there you are caught, you're over the limit. If you kept it to 70, you will be safe. The cow that grazes right on the fence of the border of the farm is automatically one day going to go over and go into the neighbor's farm. And that neighbor will come with his sticks and stones and hit the cow and chase it away. Why you came in my farm? So don't go near the border. Stay far away. Your trousers, don't let them be till the ankles. That is why our buzurg, you see them misfesak, the middle of the leg. It's not necessary to keep it till there, though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged it. But it goes down. The trouser goes down. Then if you keep it just till the ankle, it will go over the ankle. So keep it further, even if it goes little down, you're still far from the border. Everything, can stay away. Woman also, just stay away. The limit is there, stay away from it. پر عمل کرے اور ذکر کی پابندی اور قبر موت کو یاد. So remember, stay away from the limits which Allah Ta'ala has said, don't go near them. Make your zikr regularly, and always think about the qabr and about your mort also. That is very important. Sulaha ki sohbat, stay in the company of the righteous and the pious. Haseenon se doori aur himmat ilaaj hai. And stay away from all these painted dollies, women of the street, all women, and courage. Allah has given you the courage to do this. Don't fool yourself and say, I'm very weak. I can't help it. But to make Isha namaz, you are very weak. I'm very weak. And to go and see two films then, till 1 o'clock at night, then you are not weak. And your friend comes and says, let's go to Joburg, we're going to some nightclubs. Then you're not weak. Then you haven't said, you don't say, I haven't got money. But for deen's sake, then you say, I'm very weak. I can't manage it. So himmat. And Allah has given a person himmat and courage. Agar koi haseen qareeb aane lage, usko door kar do. And if some woman comes near, her phone calls are coming. Hey, you made a haram relationship, now she's phoning you. And other ways, sending you messages, etc. Then remove it. Change your phone number. Hey, block that number. Whatever it is, change it. Or do rakat namaz hajat har roz parkar, khub ro kar dua-e islahi nafs karo. And make 2 rakats of salatul haja. Today we make salatul haja when we want to get married, we want to buy a new car, we want to buy a new business, but we don't make salatul haja to stay away from guna. That is where we have to make salatul haja. That Ya Allah, you protect me from guna also, and give some sadqah also, and make dua for the islah of the nafs. These are the prescriptions, but we don't pay attention. We just hear and we don't follow it. How Allah, how our buzurgs have gone to what extent? Where Hazrat, where Karachi? Hazrat has passed away, but we have got it here. But we don't make amal. We just listen to it as entertainment, just as pastime. Those who will make amal and who are serious, want to give up sin, the treatment is there. The best medicine the doctor can give you, and if you frame it up in a golden case, and you boast about it to all your visitors who come, that you don't drink it. What's it good? We can say Hazrat was such a great buzurg, such a great arif, etc. All that, but we don't use this medicine. Then how can we benefit? The thing is, use the bad medicine. Even if you don't praise one bit, but you are drinking the medicine, you will get the benefit. And this medicine of doctors, that might benefit, not benefit. This is 100%. Because here Allah's hand is behind it. It will benefit. But the thing is, we don't use it. We want very sophisticated, big, big explanations and details. We must be made important. You are a very special case. And lot of attention and talk all sophisticated things. Then we think there is some treatment in there. But treatment, deen is easy. Treatment to spiritual diseases is also very easy. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and follow it, inshallah. Who wants to become bayat? Basically, bayat is sunnat, is not faras. And the object of bayat is what we have been discussing, islah. It's not barakat. Barakat is there, but the object is not barakat. And to make one's islah, that is what is the object. And Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Madzoom Rahmatullah Ali has written so beautifully that when a murid becomes bayat, actually he's promising that I'm going to make my islah. And when the Shaykh accepts him in bayat, the Shaykh is making this promise, I will help you, I will guide you. So now if that contact is there, and you ask your iraj and your treatment, inshallah you will get your treatment. So that is what we have to do. And what is the treatment basically and generally? That we maintain Islamic dressing wherever we are. If for some reason we cannot, we are working for somebody, he doesn't allow Islamic dress, then as soon as we are home, we come into Islamic dress. And if there is nothing stopping us, then all the time remain in Islamic dress. Whether we go on a holiday, whether we go to a wedding, whatever, wherever we have to, but maintain, that's very, very important and very effective. Second is to read Quran Sharif daily, every day. At least 3-4 pages, then we'll make at least one khatam during the year. And make one khatam minimum in Ramzan. What more we can do? There is no more greater means of connection to Allah, of staying away from sin, of gaining Allah's ma'rifat and closeness than the Quran Sharif. But unfortunately, many of us, we don't even touch the Quran Sharif. We don't read, we should read Quran Sharif. Thirdly, 100 times, La ilaha illallah. The first time and more or less every 10 times to complete the whole kalima. Muhammadur Rasulullah and with Durood Sharif. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm taking out of my heart all the dirt, the filth, the guna, generally all gunas. And what particular guna is troubling us? Maybe our anger, maybe our laziness in namaz, fajr namaz, maybe our treatment of our wives, maybe we show too much anger to the children, whatever it might be. Then take out that particular guna from the heart. And with illallah, put the right thing, the opposite. You are very hard on your wife, always shouting, always screaming at her, that now I will treat her with kindness and with love. And that. So put that in 100 times, you take the medicine, how can't you get shifa? You will get shifa, it will be cured. Whether it was the guna of the eyes, whether it is fantasizing, whether it is going on porn, whatever it might be, if you are sincere, it will come out of you. And 100 times, Allah. After the first Allah, to say Jalla Jalaluhu, or any words of Allah's greatness, is wajib also. And then, with this in mind, that, oh Allah, I love you, I need you, there is nobody else for me besides you, you also love me, you come in my heart, 100 times, how won't you gain the love of Allah? If we do it sincerely and correctly, we will see, it will come. But unfortunately, all this is just by the way, we don't take it seriously, we should take it seriously. And then keep contact. Come regularly to the majlis, and besides that also, write also, or phone, the best is email, most easiest, and say what our condition is. And they make a spiritual, like we make a financial statement, financials, we check up ourselves, make a spiritual statement, check ourselves, and submit it also. The submission is not the main thing, but we will see for ourselves where we stand. When we see 5 times namaz, and we did it ourselves over the week, then we'll see whether actually I make it like this, and we take it for granted I'm regular with namaz. But when you actually take the test, then you will see whether we are making namaz, whether it is with jamaat, whether it is with concentration and devotion. Tilawat, we make sometimes tilawat, sometimes we get up to hajjud, we take it, I'm regular. But write it down for yourself on a weekly basis. No, a month is too long. On a weekly basis, and then submit it also. But the main thing is for you to see it and you to take the record of it. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. You read your own report. You will be able to see where you stand. So if we do that, we will benefit, inshallah. So give your hand in, Yunus. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام، المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya and Naqshbandiya and Qadiriya and Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on Imani Kamil, on Kalima-i Shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah. For the Islahi Jalsa, we request all the brothers to make effort to go, and particularly we want the Rustenburg brothers, they must make their jamaats and go. Rabbi Hassan invited us to come there for one program, but we will come if 10 jamaats at least are sent out to all the neighboring towns. So all inshallah join, help one another. Harun, inshallah. Inshallah, Mali Abdullah. Madad karna, subs, all join, all the Rustenburg brothers, go to different, three brothers, different towns, and give da'wat, inshallah. Put the posters up, see if they are up, speak to the imam, speak to people, and try and invite them, inshallah. And next week from Yawmul Arbi'a, Wednesday, we'll be going to the low felt, Pumalanga area, Middleburg, Nelspruit, all these areas, and on Yawmul Sub Saturday, we'll have a Islahi Jalsa in Nelspruit. Brothers are invited to join. Ladies will also be going, so the ladies can also join. But please inform us as soon as possible so that adequate arrangements can be made on that side. And especially on Yawmul Khamis, Thursday, we want to, for the afternoon, we have to cover 4 areas. So if there are more brothers, we can distribute all and we can cover all the areas, inshallah. This weekend, we'll go, there's programs in Durban area. Those who can come, come there from Friday till Sunday night. There will be programs in different places. It is on the website, all the programs, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanallah.